Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to deep dive on tightening a Midnight Amen style ride groove in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it for a dark drum and bass context. Now, just to set the vibe right away, this is not about making the ride busier. It is not about stacking a bunch of cymbal hits and hoping the energy goes up. It is about making the ride feel locked, intentional, and heavy, so it sits properly with the kick, snare, and bass. That's the whole game. In drum and bass, the ride cymbal can act like a second engine on top of the brake. When it's dialed in, it pushes the track forward and adds that relentless rolling movement. When it's off, even a little bit, the groove can feel messy, distracting, or too shiny. So our goal here is to find that sweet spot where the ride feels propulsive, but still controlled. I want you to think of the ride as a support beam, not the lead instrument. If your ear keeps jumping to the ride first, then it's probably too loud, too bright, or too busy. The ride should help the groove move. It should not steal the scene. Let's start by setting up a simple loop to judge the ride against. You want a 2-bar loop at around 174 BPM. Put in a standard drum and bass snare on beat 2 and 4, a kick pattern that leaves space, and a simple sub or bass line underneath. If you already have a break, use that. If not, build something clean and easy to hear. The important part is that the ride is being judged in context. In DNB, the snare is your timing ruler, so keep paying attention to how the ride relates to that backbeat. Next, choose a ride sound that suits a dark roller vibe. We want something with a controlled attack, a medium decay, and enough body to cut through without getting fizzy and harsh. In Ableton, load the sample into Sampler or onto an audio track. For this style, avoid super bright, flashy rides that sound more like techno or festival tops. We want something darker, a little more restrained, and a little more serious. If you're using Sampler, start in classic or one-shot mode. Trim the decay somewhere around 200 to 500 milliseconds, depending on the sample. If it feels too long, shorten it. Honestly, in drum and bass, ride tails are often longer than they need to be, and that extra wash can smear into the snare and bass. If the sample is too splashy, use a low-pass filter a little bit, or transpose it a touch to see if the tone sits better. We're shaping tone, not chasing perfect pitch. Now write a basic pattern. Keep it simple first. A really good starting point is offbeat hits, or a steady 1/8-note pulse with little gaps around the snare. You can also try placing the ride on the end of each beat, then removing any notes that step on the snare transient. This is a big beginner move. Simplify before you add. If the pattern already feels strong when the bass is playing, you're on the right track. If it feels cluttered, strip it back. The next step is where the groove really tightens up. We're going to work on timing. You can do this two ways in Ableton Live 12. You can manually nudge individual hits in the MIDI editor, or you can apply a subtle groove from the groove pool. Both work, and both should be used gently. If a ride hit feels late, nudge it earlier by just a few milliseconds, maybe 5 to 15 ms. If a hit is rushing, pull it back a touch. The point is not to quantize the life out of it. The point is to bring the ride into the pocket so it feels like it belongs to the track. If you use groove pool, keep it subtle. Start with timing around 10 to 30%, velocity around 5 to 20%, and keep random very low or off. In drum and bass, too much swing on the ride can make the whole top end feel drunk. We want movement, not wobble. Velocity is the next big piece. A ride pattern with every hit at the same strength usually sounds fake and flat. So shape the velocities to create a natural push and pull. For example, make the first hit of the bar a little stronger, maybe around 95 to 110, then bring the following hits down into the 70 to 90 range, and if there's a transitional note before the snare, make that one quieter still, maybe 55 to 75. That gives you a human feel without turning it into chaos. If you're working with audio instead of MIDI, you can still create that sense of movement by adjusting clip gain, using utility, or automating small volume changes. The idea is the same. Make the ride breathe. It should feel played, not stamped out. Now let's shape the tone. Add EQ after the ride. First, clear out the low end. A high pass somewhere, around 150 to 300 Hz, is a good starting point. Rides do not need low mush. Then listen for harshness, usually somewhere in the 3 to 6 kHz area. If it's pokey, dip it a little. If the top is too bright, you can gently roll off some of the extreme highs above 8 to 10 kHz. We are not trying to make the ride sound amazing in solo. We are trying to make it fit the full mix. If the sample feels too polite or too thin, a little saturator or drum bus can help. Keep it light. A small amount of drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB in saturator or 5 to 15% drive in drum bus, can add density and glue. Turn on soft clip if the peaks are too sharp. The goal is not distortion for its own sake. The goal is to make the ride feel a little more present and a little more unified with the drums. A big reason ride cymbals cause problems in drum and bass is the tail. If the decay is too long, it clashes with the snare tail and the bass texture. So control the tail carefully. If you're in simpler, shorten the decay. If it's auto, trim the clip, add tiny fades, and darken the sustain a little if needed with filtering. For a darker Midnight Amen feel, a tighter tail usually sounds more expensive than a huge washed-out cymbal. Now listen to the ride in the context of the full drum group. Route the drums to a drum group and hear how the ride interacts with the kick and snare. If the ride feels pasted on, it probably needs to be balanced better, or it may need a little more glue. You can try a gentle glue compressor on the drum bus, with an attack around 10 to 30 ms, release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, and only about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Very light saturation can also help the whole drum group feel like one instrument. One key thing here, if the ride is poking out too much, don't immediately reach for more processing. Lower the track volume first. In DNB, mix balance is usually faster and cleaner than overprocessing. Once the groove is sitting well, we can make it useful in the arrangement. Add a bit of automation so the ride helps shape the track over time. For example, in the last four bars before the drop, you might open the high shelf a little or slightly increase the send to a reverb or delay. You could also automate a filter to open up for the build, then darken it back down after the drop. Another strong move is muting the ride for half a bar or one beat right before a fill or drop hit. That little dropout creates tension, and when the ride comes back, it feels bigger. This is a really important concept in DNB arrangement. Contrast is power. Don't just keep everything on max all the time. Sometimes the hardest hitting move is to pull something away for a moment. Let's do a quick check for stereo and balance. Make sure the ride works in mono. Make sure it's not making the mix feel smaller when it comes in. A lot of beginners accidentally overwiden cymbals or make them too bright, and then the bass loses focus. Use utility if you need to keep the ride more centered, or at least avoid unnecessary whitening on a groove element that should stay disciplined. A good test is to lower your monitor volume. If the ride still reads clearly at low volume, it's probably sitting well. If it disappears completely, it may be too thin or too tucked away. If it's all you can hear, it's probably too dominant. You want that middle ground where it supports the groove without hogging attention. A few common mistakes to avoid here. First, making the ride too loud. If you notice it's more than the kick and snare, it's probably too much. Second, leaving the tail too long. That is one of the fastest ways to make a clean DNB groove feel blurry. Third, overswinging the pattern. DNB needs drive, not drunken timing. Fourth, boosting harsh top end instead of shaping it. If the ride is stabbing your ears, cut before you boost. And fifth, soloing the ride too long. Always come back to the full drum and bass context before deciding anything. If you want this to feel even darker and heavier, there are some great extras you can try. You can layer a very quiet noise texture or filtered cymbal under the ride to thicken the attack. You can saturate before EQ if the sample feels too polite. You can also use a few ghost ride hits at very low velocity before a snare to create urgency. That works especially well in more neuro-influenced rollers where motion matters a lot. Another strong move is to save multiple versions. Make one stripped version, one standard rolling version, and one slightly more intense version for fills. That way, when you start arranging, you already have options. In fact, I really recommend this. It saves time and makes the tune easier to shape later. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build three ride variations over the same 2-bar DNB loop. Make one steady version, one tighter version with a few timing nudges and velocity changes, and one tension version with a little automation or a brief dropout. Then compare them. Ask yourself which one supports the kick and snare best, which one feels the most Midnight Amen, and which one belongs in a drop versus a build. If you want to push it further, resample the best version to audio and cut it into a new phrase. Add one reversed cymbal moment, remove one hit, and make one tiny fade on the tail. That's how you start turning a simple loop into a more finished record feel. So the big takeaway is this. In dark drum and bass, the ride should be tight, controlled, and supportive. Choose a ride that fits the mood. Tighten the timing with subtle nudges or gentle groove. Use velocity to create motion. Keep the tail short and clean. Shape the tone with EQ, saturator, or drum bus, and always judge it in the full drum and bass context. If the ride feels locked, the whole drop feels more dangerous. That's the energy we're after. That's the Midnight Amen vibe. Keep it disciplined, keep it heavy, and let the groove do the talking.